left him with 250?
That was what they had asked for.
We never cut him.
Of taking this much?
And they cut him by 100.
I don't know the department.
Rick?
Revenue now or what?
No, I was talking
about the DEC. Okay, Mr. Chairman, Department of Revenue.
Okay. Department of Revenue. Apparently the front section, the first deal there was that oil and gas litigation?
Mm-hmm. $15 million?
Revenue part was $265,000.
Yeah. I'd just as soon take the Senate number. Number on that one. Okay.
Would you like me to move the Senate number?
I would move the Senate number.
I would move the Senate number on the front section.
No objection.
Child support enforcement. H1, line 1, I would move the Senate number.
Okay, I'd like to just ask the same question to make sure where we see the little star there, the same thing applies. Is that general fund match or is that?
It's match money, matching federal dollars. Okay.
That is what?
General fund match money.
So we'd be losing additional federal monies if that were taken.
Child support, so I am moving the Senate number on line 1. Mm-hmm. And line 2 we'll leave open because it's DP chargeback.
Okay.
Alcohol Beverage Control Board. Line 1, I would take the Senate number. Line 2, the House number. Line 3, the House number. And line 4, the Senate number.
Okay, no objections on the first three and line 4 question. That little star there, would that is general fund program receipts, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so if its function's not done, we don't earn those?
Their fees, this is generated from fees, and I would assume that the license fees are going to come in anyhow. Maybe the department could clarify.
Maybe we could ask someone in the department in regards to that... concerned about Commissioner, on number 4, on the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, the House had a non-allocated reduction of 17.8 general fund program receipts. And I guess we were just wondering, does that mean that those program receipts are going to come in anyway? Or does it mean that a function will not be performed and therefore those program receipts will not be earned?
The entire Alcoholic Beverage Control Board is funded with program receipts, so these program receipts will continue to come in.
Okay, we would offer no objections to the Senate recommendation.
Page 10, Alaska Housing. That is intent language, so we'll hold it open. Page 14, income and excise audit, line 1, I would move the Senate reduction.
Reduction.
Page 15, oil and gas audit. Page 1, I would move the House reduction to the vacancy factor.
No objections.
And line 2, the Senate reduction to telecommunications.
No objections.
Page 17, treasury management. On line 1, I'd move the Senate number.
No objections.
Line 2 we'll keep open because that's intent.
Okay.
Page 18, gaming. Line 1, I would move the House number. Line 2, I would move the Senate number. Line 3, I would move the Senate number. And line 4, I would move the Senate number.
Okay, no objections.
In revenue operations unallocated reductions, I will move.
I think we need to discuss this.
Sorry. I'll move and then object to a reduced House number the total that I'm moving is a reduction of 377.3 thousand. In 1004 it would be 360.8, and in 1005 it would be 16.5. And for my own part, I know that we've had a memo from the commissioner. We were copying on it from that he wrote to Mr. Stastny saying what he'd do if he got the general fund reduction. And well, it looks like, frankly, charitable gaming would continue. The plan to take the investigation section of the ABC board, completely eliminating the section, leaving only a single investigator, would certainly seem to go further than necessary. On the other hand, we just had the ABC board chairman before Senate Finance on a bill that the ABC board has asked for last week, and under testimony, he pointed out that the board and their investigators have spent what he characterized as being much time deciding whether or not it would be appropriate for restaurants that have beer and wine licenses to have or not have karaoke in their restaurants, because that's entertainment and that's more like a bar and less than a restaurant. And frankly, Mr. Chairman, it sounds to me like the investigators, knowing also that they closed down after lots of investigation Serrano's bookstore in Anchorage because too many people were reading books, it sounds to me like that perhaps we have some investigators that aren't just investigating what we perhaps think are the real problems out there with the liquor industry, and maybe they should not worry so much about karaoke.
Sounds like a couple of restaurants in the valley sent it to.
So what are your recommendations?
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, could I say something? It's my understanding that you're discussing the unallocated reductions here, which are taken from pure general funds. The funding for the Alcohol Beverage Control Board is program receipts, so those unallocated reductions could not be taken from the Alcohol Beverage Control Board component. They would have to be taken from such areas as the oil and gas audit or
income tax.
Does the commissioner have a new memo for us?
No. if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Proceed.
Initially, in the House proposed reductions, I believe there was a $470,000 unallocated reduction to be taken in revenue operations. The revenue operations BRU is income and excise audit, oil and gas audit, oil and gas litigation, treasury management, and gaming. And so we would have to take those reductions in the two functions that we've heard a lot about with respect to the statute of limitations, the issue, and everything else. And then we came along on top of that in the House and had another 2.5% overall reduction. And that memo there was saying if we had an additional reduction on top of the previous $470,000, it's certainly not going to double up on the already needed oil and gas and income and excise audit funds. So that was the result of that memo. The revenue operation is not ABC.
But it sounds to me like what Nancy has just pointed out is ABC is program receipts, and there weren't cuts to program receipts. So you wouldn't, like it or not, you would have had to take the cuts out of oil and gas, treasury, so on and so forth.
If I may, once again, with the initial reductions when they were proposed, there was some uncertainty, I believe, as to exactly whether it was program receipts or only general funds, and whether it was revenue operations or whether it was across all the components of the Department of Revenue. And I think that's what generated some of the confusion, and especially with respect to that memo. But that memo there was under the understanding that we had a $470,000 reduction in the revenue operations BRU, an additional 2.5% reduction that could include program receipt money.
I see. So what is a cut of $377,300 in unallocated reductions to straight GF going to result in?
than it appears. It would be the revenue operations, BRU, which is income and excise audit, oil and gas audit, oil and gas litigation, treasury management, and gaming.
Well, we're reducing the...
And income from gaming is program receipts, so we can eliminate that, and it's the audit functions or treasury.
Why would you eliminate program receipts?
Because you've identified here the funding source as being pure general fund rather than program receipts.
In our unallocated reductions?
Yes.
Our unallocated reductions could be taken from pure general funds, general fund program receipts, and general fund match. However, we went back over and kind of amended that to say we don't want to take it from general fund program receipts that will not be generated if the function is not performed. But we were just told that gaming, or was it in Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, that those general fund program receipts are going to be generated at any rate. So therefore, to me, they would be fair game with a non-allocated reduction.
I think that you would have, and I'm not sure, but I would think that you'd have to identify on here, especially for legislative finances purposes, to identify the funding source that you would want to take those unallocated reductions from, whether it be program receipts or pure general fund.
Mr. Chairman, can we hold this portion open and have revenue get back to us?
I think it comes down to where
what the impact would be at that point.
I think we need to understand where the department would take these reductions and let us have some options and see the options, and then we can make a decision, because I'm a little uncomfortable.
GFN.
Because we're very concerned that we do not want reductions in areas that our auditors and so forth that are generating revenue.
Right.
Absolutely. That's our side too.
I guess that my understanding is that if you make an unallocated reduction and you ask them not to take it in areas like income and excise audit or oil and gas audit, then you have to, the only other choices you have would be treasury management, which really doesn't make any sense either, because they can earn some money if they do it right. And then gaming, we just added back to, and then ABC board. So there's not a heck of a good place to cut this particular.
Chairman, if you're talking that
way. Not like DEC, where you can just cut out the environmental crimes thing. This is a
right. The big money in this is actually program receipts in the budget itself.
Yeah,
but as
right.
far as generating, collecting revenue, it's what few general fund dollars this agency has.
In other motion sheets, when we closed out, when there was an unallocated reduction by the House on a line that had both GF and GF program receipts, they've been allocated GF and GF program receipts. Why was revenue treated differently?
Mr. Chairman? One of the things that is different from the unallocated that you've seen before is this unallocated hit the entire BRU, and there was just a handful of agencies where that was the case, and that was to try to conform to structures that the subcommittees had already had in place in their recommendations. For example, in the House, when the subcommittee made their reductions to revenue, originally it was to the BRU rather than two specific components, which was an exception to the general practice that when the full House Finance Committee did the unallocated reductions, they hit each component individually. You'll run across a similar event occurrence in the Office of the Governor in OMB, for example, where that subcommittee took the reductions from the entire BRU rather than specific components. So all the reductions that would have otherwise been taken against individual components were accumulated and dropped into the BRU unallocated. But now I was going to go on and say, the unallocated reduction, the 2.5 or 1.5, depending on which agencies were involved, did hit all four of the general fund types: the general fund match, general fund program receipts and general fund mental health.
So Lech Finance believes that if we continue to look at this line one, that proposed $377,300 cut is to all four types.
Unless you specify otherwise, and then as you already indicated, if you were to give instructions about which components were to apply to or not to apply to within that BRU.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, maybe some general information, and if this isn't the answer, we can get the answer, but that unallocated reduction, 584.4, is that an accumulation of just the 2.5% to the pure general fund, or was it general fund program receipts, general fund mental health?
It was originally a 394.9 cut that the House side had put forth, plus the additional 2.5% on all the components of that BRU, all added together.
It was the original reduction.
Subcommittee reduction.
Plus the unallocated reduction.
Right.
Was that all pure general fund?
Except for gaming. That the gaming reduction is the 1005 there, that 33.0. The rest of it is pure general fund.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the reduced number that was moved would really then eliminate the House 2.5% unallocated reduction recommendation. Because if you said the original reduction coming out of the subcommittee was a reduction to 394.5.
Point nine.
So the difference between that 584.4 was the 2.5 unallocated reduction throughout all agencies. So, and that is roughly, it would be a reduction in the original reduction of $34,100. So I guess I would like to see that open and really see what the impact and where it be spread, and as much as possible to spread it away from those auditors.
Okay, let's do it. All right, we're going to hold that one open then.
Page 20, Commissioner's Office. I would move the Senate number, line 1.
Okay.
This line 2 is intent. We will hold that open.
Okay.
Page 22, line 1 is DP chargeback, so we'll hold that open.
Okay.
And on line 2, I'd move the Senate reduction.
Okay.
And admin and support, unallocated reductions, I would move the House number.
Okay, no objections.
So, Mr. Chairman, the things that are left open are page 1, line 2, page 10, page 17, line 2, page 18, revenue operations unallocated reductions, line 1, page 20, line 2, page 22, line 1.
Okay, let's take about a 5 minute at ease, okay?
Okay.
Break.
I figured we'd add it.
Okay. Come back to order and work on community and regional affairs. And I guess you guys make the motions on this one.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are several things here which we're still working on, but we'll try to proceed with what we have here, if that's okay. On page 1, starting with the Office of the Commissioner, I'd like to move on number 1, the House recommendation, number 2, the Senate recommendation, number 3, the House recommendation.
I think we were needing to hold that one open.
On number 3. Okay, fine. Number 4, I'd like to leave open also, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Number five, I'd like to move the Senate recommendation and ask if there's any objections.
Objection.
Indicate those. On page two, administrative services. Number one, I'd like to move the House recommendation. Number two, the Senate recommendation. And three and four, the Senate recommendations.
No objection.
On page three, data and word processing. Here I'd like to move both one and two, the House recommendations.
No objection.
And number three, that's the DP chargeback. We've been leaving that open. So number four, I'd like to move the Senate recommendation. Now on the rest of the page, Mr. Chairman, the designated grants, I guess I'd like a little discussion at this time because throughout the budgets we find different types of grants. We had one I know back, which was a grant to the Red Cross, Challenge Alaska, state fairs, Bering Sea fishermen, and so forth. And, you know, just some concept or idea so that we can be consistent on what we do or do not do in regards to the various grant programs. So any ideas or thoughts that anyone has, I'd appreciate to hear, but at this time I'd recommend that we leave page four open.
Are there vast differences in dollars? Yeah, I don't argue with what we don't, but just certain allocations.
I guess it's consistency. I know in the House we had considerable amount of discussion. We added one in here, we added one in there. And eventually said that maybe to be consistent and to be fair, we just had eliminated them all.
So what you're saying is that we should deal with all the grants throughout the budget, designated grants, I guess.
Everything.
In a similar fashion at the same time as we deal with these.
The ones maybe, Mr. Chairman, what I'd recommend is that we could have our two staffs work to accumulate a list throughout the agencies of different grants that there may be so that we could evaluate them all.
Right.
Whether it be Challenge Alaska or the Anchorage Korean community, I guess, the levels of the that they had the current year and what is being recommended.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman? Hey, Mr. Chairman? Yeah, I'm wondering about the designation of the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association and that grant under Community Development and Assistance and whether that would be the same type of category. Maybe it'd be a little bit treated a little bit differently. I don't know.
I guess what the Larson is suggesting that we look at all of them similarly, and I would concur with that.
And we were wondering if that was one of those grants that would fit into that same category.
I assume it would, but I guess any designated grant to a specific nonprofit, I guess, would be.
Chairman, we're going to look at them all.
Yes, that's what we're saying.
Okay, on page five, Mr. Chairman, the homeowner's property tax exemption and the renter's equivalent rebate, I'd like to leave open at this time, as well as the revenue sharing and municipal assistance.
Okay.
On page 11, the national forest receipts. Could I have a brief at ease here? I can't remember what our recommendation is.
On page 19, 1, 2, 3. What was 3?
3 was the House.
Very interesting.
Just let him go ahead and move both numbers.
Watch page 20, line 2. Okay? Watch page 20, line 2.
Had the advantages.
Yeah, I thought you were just going to move the line 2 reduction.
fair sized figure, isn't it? 14 million. We had a 14.4, 94 authorized, 370 is 14.5.
This program would take a 400.
How much do we fund that? Take care of this. How much a day do we give the daycare assistance per child for these businesses?
On number 20, line 1, we would like to move a house amendment number that would make the reduction under the general fund match at 0. And the reduction on the general fund at 41.4 thousand instead of 241.4. And ask if there's any objections?
No objection.
And number 2, we'd like to move an amended house number at 600,000.
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding that at that level, we would still not have a waiting list at the end of the year. We don't have a waiting list now, but at a $600,000 cut, we probably would end up with a waiting list in 95.
That was the understanding that I had.
But nobody who's getting child care subsidies at the moment will stop receiving subsidies.
But since then, we also then reduced the unallocated reduction above by 200,000. And under the Head Start grants, Mr. Chairman, I would move, number 1, the house number amended to be 0 under the general fund match.
Representative, let's get a brief and easy.
21, the house amended number at 0 for the general fund match, and at 61.1 thousand for general fund reduction. And for number 2, I'd move the Senate number.
Okay.
And for number 3, I would move an amended Senate recommendation to be 100,000 instead of 159.9.
No objection. Did want to deal with the letter.
There was some intent language.
Right. We have copies of that?
It's been copied now.
Okay.
If you like, I can move on.
Did the House have intent?
Got intent.
There's needs intent on the document.
Intent. Intent.
What's the parameters of the intent?
I don't know.
Is that in our packet here?
Yeah.
We had a big packet of intent.
You got it here.
Same reason.
Yeah.
2022 Job Training Partnership Act, Mr. Chairman, I would move the House recommendation. On page 24, the statewide service delivery, I would move for number one, the House recommendation, two, the Senate recommendation, and three, the House recommendation. On page 25, the block grant CIPs, one, I'd move the House, two, the Senate.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Going back to page 24, line 3, was that a request by the department?
Number 3, you mean?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, that was a request that was concurred in by my co-chair.
Well, okay.
And I asked my good friend,
Richard,
and he didn't have any objections.
Okay.
Page 25.
Does that mean somebody's going to lose their job in Nome, or that the individual can transfer? Do you know?
This was a part-time position, I believe.
Permanent part-time.
We happen to be moving.
Oh, amen.
Okay.
Page 25, one, I move the House, and two, the Senate. And I believe there was no objections.
Al can absorb it.
We got down to page 26, then Community Development Assistance. And for number one, I move the House, two, the Senate. Three, we were going to leave open, because that's Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. We are going to check on that. And four, was the Senate. And on the last page, page 27, number one, we're moving, recommending the House for one, the House for two, the Senate for three, and the Senate for four. And on the energy operations, we're recommending the House recommendation for one, the House recommendation for two.
I think we were needing more information on that one, weren't we?
That's right. Who could? Number two, Ms. Slagle, we had transfer one permanent full-time senior development specialist from Juneau to Anchorage. Could you give us any information on that, or is there anyone here who could on that recommendation?
Representative Fudd Hudson just had a heart attack over this.
We could amend it to say Matt Sue, and then he'll have a stroke on top of it.
That would be the other senator.
Mr. Gary?
Mr. Chairman, at the present time, we have one development specialist here in Juneau that basically covers southeast and then works with the commissioner's office. In the energy development arena and coordinates with the two development specialists in the Anchorage office. That's presently the way it operates.
I see.
Chairman?
Representative?
Are you saying then that there's only one down in southeast with all the major energy hydro projects and things down here?
That's correct.
Well, then it does sound like a good idea to transfer it.
Well, I don't care whether we transfer it or not, but the major energy projects happening in Southeast are all happening through ADA, not through the division. Now that we moved half of the division over into ADA, that's where the interties are. So, they've got their own staff.
Why?
I don't know where they are either.
Why is it a good idea or a bad idea to move this position?
Mr. Chairman, two of the interties are still in the division, the Sutton Glen Allen and the one between the Swan Lake Tyee.
That is in the division?
That is in the division. We also have...
those are real heavies, too.
We also have proposed biomass...
Looking for capital funds?
...hydroelectric projects that are in the works at this time.
Allocations. Individual allocations. Dodge, you end up here.
Eileen checked it, yes.
Uh-huh.
I Nadine liked it anyway.
Well, we hold it
could
open.
We hold it open for...
make 100 million more from there.
Mr. Chairman? Yeah, as long as we have a representative of the department here, I'd like to go back to page 24, number 3 there on that part-time position and the transfer from Nome to Kotzebue. And I would like your comments on that, whether that's a good or bad idea.
Mr. Chairman, that position, I believe, is a 9-month position that deals with training and student work programs out of the Nome office. I'm not sure that that we've only got one position and a part-time clerk in Kotzebue at this time. So it might be a bit of a transition, but I think we could probably work with it if it was in Kotzebue.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I believe then we got down to page 28 under energy operation number 3. And for number 3, I would recommend the Senate recommendation. Number 4, the Senate recommendation. Number 5, the Senate recommendation. And number 6, could we have an at ease here? Adding 3 permanent full-time positions for circuit rider programs, whether they need all 3 positions or...
The recommendation was 4, I think, originally, wasn't it? And it came out of both the Beck and the Harris. Everybody gets fired, I think, over this thing when they start to say it. We've got to look over the shoulders of the contractors or something. Isn't this part of it?
But I thought the circuit rider program went to ADA.
You don't have to review
somebody,
that one.
Somebody's contract.
Are they actually then doing the circuit rider stuff where there isn't contract?
Is it just left out of the budget completely, the governor's budget? Circuit rider program?
That whole thing is scandalous, that whole arena.
It's 141,000 per circuit rider, and I guess we're wondering what we're getting for that much.
What I want to know is, forget this increment, what's already there in the circuit rider program?
Mr. Chairman, the circuit rider program is currently under contract and is being administered by existing, overseen by existing personnel within the division. There are 3 contractors that are providing basically circuit rider services to 65 communities. Previously, there was only 41 communities when it was done in-house in AEA.
And that's a contract through the division?
That's correct.
Then why would we add funding for 3 new circuit riders without seeing a commensurate cut to the contracts line?
Well, what I believe what you've done in line 5 is take the cut. Now you're shifting that in line 6, and you're adding 3 positions so that the circuit rider would be done in-house.
Line 5 denies an increment, not something that you already have.
That increment is for the circuit rider program.
Existing program just
you're
got
telling transferred. Me the existing program is an increment?
It's really not an increment, but it's really a transfer, basically. You can call it an increment, but it's really more like a transfer.
Right.
That's correct.
Madam Chair, what's missing is the fact that the circuit rider program was funded with money from the capital budget, and they shifted it to the operating budget, so that's why the increment appears in the operating budget.
And the power project funds are out of, how do the power project funds drop into our laps these days?
The creative financing by the Senate was to fund these positions from the power project fund. I had a general fund increment and fund these positions from the power project fund.
That's 3% of the 20% or something?
Right. That's part of that whole 40-40-20%
split. Okay, four down.
Four down pool money.
Well, we
have a brief introduce. Is there any further objection to the Senate recommendation for number 6?
No. And for...
What was number 6?
Number 6 was we agreed to the Senate recommendation.
Okay.
And that should be number 7 down below there, not a second number 6. And I would recommend the Senate recommendation there.
Okay, any objections?
Good. Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I see the ones that are open is page 1, number 3 and 4. Page 3, number 3. Page 12, number 2.
4, 5, 6.
Page 4, yes. Page 4, number the designated grant. Page 5 was open, page 6 was open, page 9 was open, and page 10 was open. And page 12, number 2. And page 26, number 3. Page 28, number 2. I believe I may have caught them all there. Chairman, I believe tomorrow, order. Okay, tomorrow, we were scheduled, Mr. Chairman, to have corrections to university and courts, and then we have fish and game and DOTPF on hold. What I would recommend at this time is that we do not meet tomorrow, but that we set our next meeting at 3 o'clock on Monday.
Okay.
And that will give some time, I think, to work on the health and social service and some of the other items that we have left open, so I need to study them some. And
okay.
Mr. Chairman, is House Finance meeting tomorrow?
No, but we do have a caucus tomorrow that takes a considerable amount of time.
What time are you starting?
I think we're starting at 2.
You said finance at 1.
Senate at 1.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
V again. Would you like to do the front section first or the governor's office first?
Your choice, Mr. Chairman.
I'd rather just do the governor's office.
Not a little bit.
Yeah.
Now that I put everything in alphabetical order.
I think you have the privilege of making the motions on it. So.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. The governor's office is relatively short. It was the Senate to make the motions, but we can do it either way.
Go ahead.
I believe the House make them, so they're mad at the House.
For page one, Human Rights Commission, Mr. Chairman, I would move the House recommendation there of the unallocated reduction. And on page five, under executive operation, I would amend the House recommendation to make it 57.0 instead of 157.0. And ask if there's any objections.
No objection.
Number two, Mr. Chairman, we have been leaving open. That's the DP chargeback. But on number three, I would like to recommend the Senate recommendation.
Okay. No objection.
On number four, I'd like to leave open. That's just intent language. Moving down to page six on the governor's house, I'd like to amend the House recommendation of a reduction of 3,600. Under the contingency fund, for both one and two, I'd like to recommend the Senate recommendation. Under the lieutenant governor's office on page eight, I'd like to amend the House recommendation to make that 8.3.
Okay. You could take a couple hundred out of there.
Under the media center on page 10, for number one, I'd like to take the House reduction, and number two, the Senate reduction. On page 14, OMB, governmental coordination, I'd like to recommend a recommended Senate amendment to change that from 252.9 to a reduction of 126.5.
I'd object for a couple of moments. They tell me they could take 50 without hurting so much, but after that, we're getting into areas that feds don't match. Maybe you can reduce it, but coordinating only on state-only development projects. Bring it up.
I'm in your...
Okay.
Okay, the recommendation is 126.5.
Is there objection?
I won't continue to object because the governor's cuts haven't been very great, and I would hope he'd be able to use some of his other funding sources if it becomes necessary. Thank you.
Okay.
Under the OMB unallocated reduction, I'd like to take the House amended number of 51.2. Okay. And under number two there, the Senate amended number of 77.2. Under elections, I'd like to take the House recommendation for number one, leave number two open, the Senate recommendation for number three, and the House recommendation for number four.
Okay.
And for page 16, the general and primary elections, the Senate recommendation.
Okay. Is there objection? Hearing no objection, motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, would you like to take up the category ones?
I think that would be all right.
But what I'd just like to do in regards to Category 1 is to, these are where the House and the Senate are identical. to close them at this time with the understanding that if either the House or the Senate wanted to come back at a later date, that we would be allowed to have a motion to open it up. But at this time, then, I'd move that we close the Category 1 recommendations that we had given to us in all agencies.
Okay. Is there objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, we'll close Category 1.
Okay, next then, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to the front section of the budget, and we have a side-by-side analysis. Okay. Does everyone have a copy?
Yeah, this. We're going to have Mike or somebody walk us through the exceptions or the differences, I should say.
Sure. I thought what I would do, if it's okay, Mr. Chairman, is those that are the same that I would point out, and then those that are different have Mr. Greeney brief us on that. On the side-by-side comparison, the first page is all the same. I would move then that we adopt all those on the first page.
Is there objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection, then the first page is adopted.
Okay, then, Mr. Chairman, on the second page, section 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 are all the same, so I'd move that we adopt those.
Okay, is there objection?
And then, Mr. Chairman, we come to 19A and 19B is where we start on the oil and hazardous substance release mitigation account. And I guess the statement that I'd like to make at this time is that we have in the Finance Committee Senate Bill 215 at this time, and we're working on that bill, which in some ways, depending on what the final result is, will have an effect on the various figures here. So I guess my question would be, do we want to discuss those at this time, or should we wait?
I think we should just keep them open, it seems like, and not worry about it right now.
There aren't any objections. That would pertain then to the rest of page 2.
That'd be sections 19A, 19B, and
20, 21. It would be those sections. Then on page 4, Mr. Chairman, come to the legal proceedings audit involving oil and gas revenues for fiscal year 95. Department of Law, state corporate receipts. I'm going to have my memory recollected here. I know that we had the corporate receipts at $4,500,000. The Senate had it at $3,750,000, so we had that difference there. And by these corporate receipts, that would be the Furman Fund Corporation. And I would move the house number.
I think they usually try to keep those on a particular ratio. And that's why we reduced that number when we reduced our number from the Constitutional Budget Reserve. Now, we did that on the advice of the Department of Law and or OMB, I'm not sure which. But perhaps we should have them explain that.
Yeah, I just made a motion so that we would have something to discuss here.
Okay. Who wants to speak to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my understanding that what we've tried to do is keep a 75-25% split on these funds. I believe the action by the House Finance Committee today added a some money from corporate receipts that of that $750,000. So you may want to take that into consideration.
Okay. So if it's $750,000, Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
Does that mean then that was $750,000 of corporate receipts and then plus the amount coming from the other category, or is that total of the combination?
Excuse me?
$750 addition to, isn't there, aren't there, isn't permanent fund and clerk receipts both go into these? The $750 a combination of then permanent fund and state?
Only corporate receipts.
Excuse me?
That was only corporate receipts.
Okay, that was
they
only
made
corporate receipts.
They also, did they also make some, take some action on other monies too?
Yes.
25 more, so $750 and two fees, so it's $1 million up then.
Really? No.
I mean, didn't you guys put $3 million back in?
Mr. Chairman, what I think I'd like to do is withdraw the motion that we adopt the House numbers and move that we adopt the Senate recommendations.
Is there
object.
Okay. Did you wish to speak to your objection?
I just want to understand what's going on in the House.
Okay. I think they put in $3 million, $750,000 from the corporate receipts and the balance from either the general fund or the constitutional budget reserve, I don't know what. But. So to replace the monies that we had reduced in our final night here on the budget, we brought that down from $18 million down to $15.
I remember
I
it well.
I think the House is
and it's now your understanding that the Senate figure is adequate to the task this time?
Well, it's Mr. Chairman, did we not put it in the supplemental?
Yes.
We put $3 million into our supplemental budget that will be coming over to the Senate, which then will restore them to 18.
I'll withdraw my objection. I understand that.
So they'll be back at the governor's level at 18.
That's another
did
bad.
Did you put an extended lapse date on it or something, too?
We appropriated with a fiscal year date ending June 30th, 1994. And I'm sure then that there will be action taken by the Department of Law to adequately see that they have the funding for fiscal year 95. It'll be encumbered.
Okay. Before we're through, you have doubled 94 budget and walk. This is the beginning of domino.
Mr. Chairman, the Department of Law said that in the remaining 2 months that they could very easily encumber $3 million.
Yeah.
Okay. So you
listen well.
Were you going to move the House numbers then? I mean the Senate numbers?
Senate numbers, yes.
Okay. Is there objection to the Senate numbers?
No objection.
Okay.
The next one on Section 23, that was the general fund appropriation, the DNR and fire suppression. The House took a unallocated reduction of 2.5%. The Senate's reduction was a little bit larger.
Looks like a little less.
A little less.
It has to match what we did in the budget, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Chairman, this does need to match up. What action was taken in the back pages of the budget. And earlier, when you did the Department of Natural Resources, you addressed that particular item. That action was you took a reduced House unallocated reduction of 45.2, and then you took the Senate number for the other difference, the overall reduction of 1,919.5.
So I would. What number would you recommend, Mr.
That you conform to the action previously taken in closing the fire suppression in DNR.
We don't know what that number is.
The Senate number.
It's the Senate number. I would move the Senate number, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, as long as it is in conformance with the front section, I mean with the back section of the budget, I would not object.
It would be the Senate plus, looks like, half of the House unallocated was the action previously taken.
Plus or no?
It would be the Senate number less that number, half of this unallocated.
Right.
Okay.
45.2.
So the number is the Senate number less 45.2?
That's correct.
Okay.
45, 42?
Yeah, 45.2. So the number is
3554.4.
Okay. Is there objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, the motion passes.
Okay, under the Department of Administration Information Service Funds,
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Greedy could explain that to us here.
Mr. Chairman, this one will relate to the DP chargeback question that you have on the open items on.
So we should leave it open at this time?
And it will need to conform to the sum of all the actions regarding the DP chargebacks in the various agencies.
Okay. The next one is stabilize the Alaska Marine Highway Fund, Section 25. We had a slight difference there. The House had 28,141.3 and the Senate had 28,397.2. And the House was the unallocated reduction. In regards,
I think we better hold that open until we do the dot puff.
So I was going to say, we got the difference there in the dot puff, and if we could leave that open to conform to that. Mental health indirect cost recovery was the same. The tank registration fee was the same. The safety advisory council. The numbers were the same, but we had different language. So that would be the intent, then, wouldn't it?
Mr. Chairman, the issue there was when the House drafted its language, they had legal drafted, which then it turned out that there was a complication or a technical adjustment that legal redrafted, and that was the language that was put in the Senate bill. And I believe that the Senate language is the language that's actually correct.
Okay. The Senate language is the most current, and therefore I would move the Senate language, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Is there objection? Okay. Take the Senate language.
Okay. On the next page, Mr. Chairman, we have the Aetna reserves to the general fund or the Aetna reserves to OMB, and at this time I'd like to leave that open.
Okay.
The rest of the page, Mr. Chairman, is we're all the same, so I'd move that we close sections 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, and 36.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection, that we close it.
Okay, section 37. We did have a slight change there. The numbers were both the same, 98.1. But for the House, we said the real estate surety fund claim payment in required LBNA approval. And under the Senate recommendation, it does not require LBNA approval. Anyone wish to speak one way or the other?
Oh, I don't remember dealing with that. That's a difference from that. Well, what did the governor have this in the...
Mr. Chairman, this, Representative Larson, this came in as a governor's amendment just prior to the time the House closed it out. What the issue was is the surety fund expenditures had been basically accomplished without appropriations, and an audit had said that they needed an appropriation, and OMB brought forward that amendment. The House looked at adding the LBNA approval to make it consistent with the same language that occurs for the insurance recovery provisions that requires LBNA approval.
Mr. Chairman, what this does is allow us to pay claims from the real estate surety fund. We would prefer not to have to come to LBNA every time we need to make a payment out of the real estate surety fund, which is different than the language for the catastrophe reserve or any of those others, because that's adding money to the fund. This is basically making payments out of the fund.
This is an administrative function where you pay a claim based upon on what?
It's a fund that's paid into by real estate licensees.
And then if the real estate commission makes a determination that somebody deserves a payment from the fund, then you guys carry that out. Is that right?
And they've been doing it without appropriation for years, and our audit group went in and looked at it and said, that doesn't make sense, you shouldn't be doing that. But it's not a big amount of money, at least not normally.
I think we had, in the past few years, it never, over the past 4 years, I believe, the claims had not exceeded 100,000.
Total.
Mr. Chairman, we would recommend the second Senate recommendation.
No objection.
Okay, the next we have sections 39, A, B, C, D, E, contingent legislation on House Bill 392. And what is the present status? That sounds, number sounds familiar to me.
I think we better hold that one open.
Okay.
They're holding it open. It's okay.
Then we come to section 40, investment loss trust fund to the general fund. I believe that was the payment that has already been received, and therefore we would take the Senate's recommendation.
Don't spend it, right?
It would be part of the identifying the funding source. 36.7
or 37.6?
Yes, 37.6.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the investment loss trust fund money, however, isn't going to be available to the general fund until sometime after the 1st of July.
That's great.
Are we stealing it?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as that's...
Well, that's consistent with it. We're talking about the 95 budget, so...
Right.
Yeah, we are taking, to be clear, we're talking about
36 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we would,
there's a lot of people there concerned about
it. We would concur with the Senate recommendation. The next one, the transfer of assets between ADA and the general fund financing the DeLong Mountain Red Dog Mine transportation system. We'd also concur with the Senate recommendation.
Any objection?
The next one would be section 41 in the House, the oil and gas litigation costs attributed to the constitutional budget reserved, and in the Senate, the oil and gas litigation costs attributed to the constitutional budget reserve were approved. We would take the Senate recommendation.
Okay.
And the last section is the lapse dates. We would take the Senate recommendation.
Okay, is there objection?
What is that one?
It's the lapse date. It's the appropriations made in section.
Okay, lapse dates, yeah.
Let me go back and ask on the... section that takes money from the Constitutional Budget Reserve and brings it into the general fund. The balance, the FY95 spending, was in our version, and I didn't think it passed your house, as I recall.
Correct. And what section was that?
Oh, did we run by it, or did we miss it, or? On the last page and expecting it to show up.
Yeah. Section, what did you just say? Well, I was
talking about the section.
Section
39.
I'm sorry, it's contained within section 40, and we did take the...
Where? This? We just passed this.
In section 40, we took the...
Yeah, it says any
it's part C, section 40.
Section
40. We just didn't enumerate it.
It's in here.
I like the way this is. I can't tell. Lost trust.
That's all I have in the front section of the budget, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, anything okay. Is
yeah. All right. Is there anything else? We did move to category ones. Okay, and we've got some more from here.
Front section in governor's office. Just to set a time for our next meeting.
Tomorrow at 3.
And What would you like to take up?
Oh, let's talk about it in the morning and post it.
Okay, it sounds good to me.
Okay, just a second. Here's something that's been pointed out.
That person?
Yeah.
It brought to my attention that we closed these because they're all the same, but really it is.
Yeah, okay. We're both having this brought to our attention. Okay. Apparently, section 34, we had contingent legislation, HB 119.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking at the shared taxes, our section 34, not yours.
I don't know what the status is. Why don't we just hold that open?
Okay.
Determine the status of that bill.
34?
Yes, in the Senate version.
Section 34.
Okay. We're going to hold.
Yeah, I just hold it open. Okay. Anything else?
Let's bring the conference committee to order.
Representative Larson, did you wish to make a motion?
Yes, thank you. Kind of a little housekeeping on three things that I'd like to do at this time. On the Category 2 issues, Mr. Chairman, where we are the same on the numbers, but a little different on the intent. What I would like to do is make a move and ask unanimous consent that we close Category 2, the number portion, not the intent.
Okay, is there objection? Hearing no objection, that motion passes.
Another thing we've been discussing at several of our meetings, and it's spread throughout the various agencies in regards to the DP chargeback. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to suggest a compromise that we had a $500,000 reduction, you had a $1 million reduction, that we make that a $750,000 reduction.
And spread it accordingly?
And spread it accordingly.
Okay. Is there objection to that motion? Is that motion clear to you guys?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Is there objection to that motion? Okay, hearing no objection.
And the third thing, Mr. Chairman, I was wondering to...
Fred, how much again? $750?
$750. To keep things going here, another area where it would take us a considerable amount of time would be within the intent language that we have. So I would like to appoint Representative Hanley to work with a member of your group to bring back a recommendation in regards to intent language.
Okay. I would appoint Senator Pierce to do that from our side.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And then we're ready to work on whatever budget.
Okay. I would like to bring up the Department of Health and Social Services. We do have the motion sheets in front of us with some recommendations penciled in, as you can see. There are many, many pages, and what I would like to do is point out some areas that had been where there was no recommendation, and that was on page 16. I'd like to make the recommendation that we take the Senate number. On page 15, take the Senate number.
Page 15, 1?
15, 16, and 17, taking the Senate number on the first unallocated reduction. And everywhere where we have an open unallocated reduction, I'd like to take the Senate number and on each page where that appears throughout the budget. And I would suggest that we take an at ease to review each of these pages and then come back and see if there are any problems. And if not, accept a motion to adopt the entire recommendation.
If we could stand at ease just for a minute, then we have had an opportunity to review these recommendations. But we'd like to get together to see if anyone has any.
Okay, let's come back to order. We've had a chance to
review. Are there any questions from members of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would just move the recommendations that you presented to us in this document here as presented.
Okay. Are there any objections to the motion? Okay. Nancy, you have a copy of the motion?
Yeah, sheet? I just got one.
All right. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, then the motion passes.
You all know what we get.
Good suggestion. Okay.
That's 2 hours.
Let's go then to next to the Department of Fish and Game.
I've done the holdup.
That's true.
Senator Pierce is going to make the motions.
Page 1, Fisheries Management. I would move on line 1 an amended house number, a cut of $260,000 general fund. Line 2, I would move the Senate number. Line 3, I would
that's
move
done.
To leave open.
No, that's done now. We've made that decision
okay, you're
with
right.
our 750.
You're right. That's closed.
So what
line
is that?
Line 4.
Non-Senate.
That'd be a Senate amendment to be 3/4 of that.
Line 4, I'd move the Senate number.
3/4.
Line 5, I'd move the Senate number. Line 6, I'd move the Senate number. Are there any objections?
No objections to page 1.
Page 2, Fisheries Development. I would move the Senate conditional appropriation language. On line 1, I would move the Senate number. On line 2, I would move the Senate number. Line 3, I would move the Senate number. Line 4, I would move the Senate number. Line 5, I would move the House number. Line 6, I would move the House number. Line 7, I would move the House number. Line 8, I would move the Senate number and ask if there is any objection.
I object for one moment. This one here, what is that? Is that the Artie Patry?
Yes, it is.
Line 2, page line 2. That's just minus 25. What is
page two, line three. The one-time hatchery funding is not line three. Is the northern.
Can we have a brief recess here?
Page two, line two.
Yeah, brief recess. Fishing game.
Right, we're ready. Have it down the throat. Yeah, I mean, what? Well, we talked the language.
We used your, you guys are okay. We used your language.
Right.
Okay, let's go forward on Fish and Game then.
Mr. Chairman, we have the language that we had adopted on the Siksika hatchery, and the question on page 2, line 2, was the one-time hatchery funding last year for Deer Mountain, Quawak, and Crooked Creek. Those funds were for the final year as those hatcheries were being turned over. And so we did take the Senate, or I did move the Senate number there, but well, both the House and the Senate deleted those because we did say last year that that was a one-time funding. So I would leave, I would maintain my motion.
Okay, is there objection to
the
motion?
No objections to page 2.
Okay. Page 3. Commercial Fisheries Management, I would move the Senate number.
No objection.
Page 7, Sports Fish, on line 1, I would move the Senate number. On line 2, I would move the Senate number. On line 3, I would move the Senate number. On line 4, I would move the Senate number.
No objections on page 7.
Wildlife Conservation, on line 1, I would move a House reduced number of 12.5 GF. Line 2, I would move the Senate number. Line 3, I would move the Senate number. And line 4, I would move the Senate number.
And on line 1, there was no, the reduction to the general fund program receipts was deleted. Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct. I apologize. Yes.
Okay. No objections, then.
Page 14, Wildlife Conservation, line 1, I move the Senate number. Line 2, I would move the Senate number.
No objection.
Page 16, Office of the Commissioner. Line 1, I would move the House number. Line 2 is already closed. Line 3, I would move we hold open because that is one of the designated grants. Line 4, I would move the House number.
Okay, so no objections in noting that the Walrus Commission will be considered along with all other designated grants.
Page 17, Public Communications. Line 1, I would move the Senate number. Line 2, I would move the Senate number.
No objection.
Page 18, Admin Services. Line 1, I would move the House number. Line 2, I would move the Senate number. Line 3 is now closed. And line 4, I would move the Senate number.
No objection.
Board Services. Line 1, I would move the House number. Line 2 is closed.
Line 2 is what?
I'm sorry.
Closed.
Line 1,
closed.
The House number, but at a reduced number of 12. Should it be 12.5?
Yes.
$12,500 cut in GF. And line 2 is open. I mean, is closed. Page 20, advisory committees. I'd move a House number, but I would amend that number to a reduction of 7,000.
No objections.
Subsistence. Page 1, I would move the Senate number. Line 2 is closed.
No objections.
Line 2 what?
Is closed.
Yes.
Page 22, subsistence special projects. I would move the Senate number.
No objections.
Page 23, Habitat. Line 1, I would move the Senate number. Line 2 is closed. Line 3, I would move the Senate number.
No objections.
Page 24, Habitat. Line 1, I would move the Senate number. Line 2, I would move the House number.
And no objections there either.
Page 26, Comfish. Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. Line 1, I would move the Senate number. Line 2 is closed. Let me go back and remove my motion on line 1. Line 1, I would move an amended House number of a cut of 26.1. An addition?
No, it's a cut.
A cut of 26,200 in GF program receipts. Line 2 is closed, and then line 3, I would move the Senate number.
See, line 1 then was an amended House number of 26.2 in general fund program receipt.
Correct.
No objection.
Okay. We'll take a brief at ease. Let's come back to order. Let's see. Do you want to make motions there on the...
Which one would you like, Mr. Chairman?
University.
University, okay. Mr. Chairman, on the University of Alaska on page 1, number 1, I would move the Senate number. The intent language for 2 would still be open. The next portion, statewide reduction additions. Number 1, I'd move the Senate number. Number 2, I would move the House number. On page 2, statewide programs and services. Number 1, I would move the Senate number. Number 2, the Senate number.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, so page 2 then, I would move number 1, the House, and number 2, the House.
Number one, the Senate. Number two, the House.
Statewide program.
Okay. I didn't work on this last question. Do we stand at ease for just 1 minute? Okay, on page two then, so I'll repeat, on the statewide programs and services, number one, it would be the Senate telecommunication reduction to 32.4, and number two would be the House. On page three, the University of Alaska, number one would be the House recommendation. On page four, the UAA instruction, number one would be the House. Number two is intent language, so that would be open. On page five, UAA, mental health, number one would be the House recommendation. Next, under general reductions, it would be the number one, the Senate, and number two, the House. Under statewide services, that would be open. Under page 9, statewide network, that is now closed, the DP chargeback. On page 10, the Anchorage campus, I would take the House with an amended number of a reduction of 100,000. Number 2 is intent, page 11, 12, 26 and 27 are all intent, so those would remain open.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Austin, would it be your intent on page 10, Anchorage Campus, to add further intent that, I mean, you're...
It would be my intent, and I've been trying for years, and each year we're told it's too late, that they should not accept any new students into the program next year. That would be our intent to continue to fund the staff that's necessary at this time to conduct that program as well as all the others. But this was very nice when the state had a lot of money, but at the tune of $70,000 subsidy per student per year, we feel it's just too high at this time to continue.
I'm not in agreement with that particular position, of course. Opposed.
So that would be our recommendations in regards to the university, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. With the exception of Senator Katula's objection on that, is there other objection? Okay.
Next we could either
I guess
do
I say here
DOT
no other
report
or
the legislature.
The university is closed, then, except for intent.
Okay.
You can find that here.
It's not the court of last resort.
Right, it's the court of last resort. Arthur is missing at the moment.
Over in Singapore, they did away with the juries. Maybe we could do away with the judges here. Oh,
some should be caned.
Cane the judges. Okay, Mr. Chairman, the Alaska court system is one page, and if we're ready for page one, I would move number one, an amended House figure of a minus 24.3. Number two, I would move the House. Under trial courts, for number one, I'd move the House. Number two, I would move the House. Number three, I would move an amended House figure of 338.2.
Why did we increase miscellaneous and reduce on unallocated, just so that we removed